From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Islamic State talks about the California shooters. The Islamic State terrorist group says the killers in the California massacre were supporters of their organization. The group made its first comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast Saturday, but did not express direct involvement in the attack.
We begin in California, where two soldiers of the Khilafah executed an attack on the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino, California, on the 20th of Safar. Light weapons were used, which led to the deaths of 14 disbelievers and the injuring of more than 20 others. An exchange of gunfire with American police followed, eventually ending with both attackers being killed in the path of Allah.
Authorities say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terrorist group on social media, but she has not been directly linked to IS. And the FBI so far says it has no evidence linking her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, to a terrorist group. The FBI does acknowledge knowing little about Tashfeen Malik. Those who attended mosque with her husband, Syed Farooq, said they know nearly nothing about her. Even Farooq's mother, who lived with the couple and their six-month-old daughter, knows little, according to attorneys for the family. The lawyers on Friday described the 27-year-old as just a housewife who was quiet like her husband and strictly followed Muslim custom. She wore traditional clothing that covered her face, so her male relatives didn't even know what she looked like, according to the lawyers for Farooq's mother and three siblings. Iraq's foreign ministry summoned the Turkish ambassador Saturday to demand that Turkey immediately withdraw hundreds of troops deployed in recent days to northern Iraq near the Islamic State-controlled city of Mosul. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.